Scott Olsen is a very special double diamond. He is one of these people, I think it's either zero to 150. He still is a downhill daredevil skier. As a matter of fact, if you saw him coming down the mountain, you'd want to get out of his way. But he is incredibly supportive to his team leaders. He has supported them through the good times, the bad times, the great times, and he knows how to lead or get out of the way. He'll also stand in the background and just let them go and become the superstars that they are, because I know you have many of those double diamonds in Brazil. Well, I think all of them are underneath you, Scott. So thank you for joining us on our monthly Momentum webinar. Welcome.
Great to be here with you, Lucy. Thank you so very much. And Dennis, great to be with you as well as Scott Lewis to start off this big year, 2020.
It is a big year. And that goes right into the first question is, you know, what do you recommend to the people around the world to help close January strong?
You know, Lucy, I've always believed that every single month throughout the years, every month is unique. They have their importance. But January literally sets the pace for the rest of the year, and it sets the pace for that very first quarter. January is a very, very important month to kind of get you out of the starting gate and get you on the run. We have for years been teaching our people, look, January is the very beginning of your first 90-day run. You'll notice that I said your first 90-day run, because we try and promote at least 3 or 4 90-day runs throughout the year that includes the whole 12-month calendar. But January, February, March are critical. And what starts that first quarter off is how you close the month of January. It sets up the example and of action for your team, sets the pace, and it sets you up for the entire rest of the year that's coming on. January, I've always said, is a very pinnacle, critical month, because it starts you out of the gate. Everybody's watching what you're doing, and you're setting the pace and leading out as a leader to set the example for the rest of the year. And that's why January is very important.
That's so well put. I don't think anybody could have said it as well as you just articulated it, how important it is to setting the pace for the rest of the year, no matter what we're doing. Even for those of trying to keep up with Mark McDonald on his Zen Project 8. It does set the pace, and the business is going to grow incredibly well this year. So that flows into the next question that I have for you. And I think a lot of people do this in the month of January, but how important is goal setting in the month of January?
Goals are your roadmap. If you don't have written goals in regards to what it is you want to achieve month by month, by quarter, by year, then you kind of just find yourself haphazardly rolling through the year without a real action committed plan. And it has a tendency to really fall away quickly. So my feeling about goals, number one, it's critical. It gives you that roadmap so that you know where you're going and you can check off each point as you move towards that goal. As you look at the slide that Dennis was talking about, you know, all these different rank advancements. When you look at the comp plan and you look at the rank advancements, it's very easy to set goals in regards to where do you want to be at the end of each month, at the end of each quarter, at the end of the summer, the fall, and all the way through to the very end of the year. So it's important to review the ranks. If you need help setting those goals, if right now today that you're maybe a jade or a pearl and you want to move and advance in rank, look at the comp plan, reverse engineer it, set some goals in place, write them down, and then share those goals with your upline. If you'll do that, it'll help you accept the reality of what really needs to be done. And all the time people are saying to me, man, my business isn't growing. And I'll say, tell me what you've been doing. Let's look at your activity. Because the reality is no matter what you do in this business, as long as you're doing some type of activity that drives volume, that builds your team, that helps them advance in rank, then the byproduct is that you yourself will advance in rank. So my attitude is get out there and be ignorance on fire. You don't need to know everything, but just have your goals set, have them in place, and then make sure that they're realistic, but they force you to stretch month by month by month. So, man, Lucy, goals are critical.
I think this is a huge and very important message that the people are hearing from you. But what I love what you said, Scott, is about the reverse engineer. You know, if you're not where you're at, why? And then you can figure it out from there. Plus, when you set goals, if you don't hit the goal, you can also go back and understand why and what you need to do more next time. So I hope everybody listens to your message several times and they hit the replay, or they download this as just an audio and they listen to it in the gym, because that is probably the most important message that they should be listening to in the month of January. As you say, it sets the pace for the rest of the year. So thank you so much for joining us on our monthly momentum call.
Thank you.